Has everybody got a copy of the cards with them? Anybody not got a copy of the cards?
I've got the original.
Yeah, the original. You don't need it. Doesn't matter. So I'm just going to do something simple with whatever pack you've got. So if you haven't got the extended, it doesn't matter just yet. Just.
I have got a pack. Yeah, I'm sure.
You haven't got a pack. Okay. Right. You'll have to use mine. Okay. Sorry, love. No worries. It's fine.
I've got a spare set, it's short.
Looks like we're alright. Looks like everybody's got a copy. Right. So I want to take, just in this last hour and a bit, I just want to take this business of following the White Hart a little bit further. And what I want you to do really is to be, I'm going to talk you into a kind of meditative state first of all, and then bring you out of it. And then we're going to use the cards. We're just going to approach the White Hart through a slightly different, a slightly more outer approach by using the cards as ways of communicating between you and the White Hart. And what I'm going to want you to do is to sort of engage with some aspect of the withered land that you find in your own life. And just to sort of be with that. And then we'll do a little meditative process where you invite the White Hart. Then I'm going to kind of bring you out. And then what you're going to do is to lay out one by one, say, just shuffle the cards while think. So as you come out, you'll be shuffling the cards, thinking about the White Hart and thinking about the aspect of the withered land that you're working with. And then you're going to lay out seven cards, just one by one. There's like the seven footprints of the White Hart. And we're not going to use the cards in any particular configuration right now. We're just going to use them as a set of images. But what you're going to do is just slowly and meditatively lay out one, and this will be the first step, first hoof print of the White Hart. And then you're going to reflect on that. Then you lay out the next one. And gradually you're going to build up a sort of a white track, in a sense, that the White Hart is laying out for you. That is a journey into or through or in relationship to the aspect of the withered land that you're confronting.
Are we using the whole pack?
Yeah, we use the whole pack for this. Yeah.
A new bit too.
If you've got both packs, yes. Yeah, shuffle. Yes, all of them are shuffling. We're not using the. Tomorrow I'm going to look with you at the stones and the dancers as two different components. But just for this exercise, we're just going to use the images. And so if you've got the whole pack, great, because you've got a wider pool of images to work with. If you haven't got the extended pack, you've just got a slightly smaller pool. Doesn't really matter. So what I want to do first of all, before we get into the cards though, is just to for a moment, just put the pack down. Don't shuffle them yet, we're going to be shuffling them in a moment. So importantly right now, just come into the body, just come into your senses. Be aware of your body's contact with the floor or the chair. Be aware of your breath moving your body. So really relaxing into the sense of touch. Noticing your body's contact with your clothes, your skin's contact with the air. Feeling the solidity of your body. Letting your body anchor you into the timeless moment. Letting your senses fold into this timeless moment. So noticing the sense of hearing the sound of my voice, hearing sound in and outside the room. Letting the sense of hearing take you more deeply into the moment, more deeply into presence. Letting sound come to you, not moving out to meet sound. Including the sense of seeing. You may either see just a greyness or a blackness, or you might see images with the inner eye. But letting seeing come together with hearing and touching. As you step into the center of things, into the timeless moment. Breathing in, being aware of the sense of smell. Paying attention to the mouth and the tongue, be aware of the sense of taste. These most intimate senses. Letting them come together with seeing, hearing, and touching. Letting the specialized senses come together with the vestibular senses. The sense of cold and warmth. Pleasure and pain, position in space, balance, coming together into the timeless moment, being anchored at the center of your own experience. And then very gently and lightly touching some aspect of the wasteland as it exists in your life. And as you touch that, or as you become aware of that, reaching out to the white heart, the white stag, reaching out for help. Letting yourself be met by the white heart. Feeling the longing of the heart, feeling your own longing coming together. As you enter into communing with the heart. And from this place of communion, letting your senses unfurl, not losing the connection with the heart, but letting your senses move outwards. And as you do so, becoming aware of the need for guidance, for steps along the way. And very slowly find or pick up your pack of cards. And just slowly just start shuffling them. Without will, it is almost as if you and the heart together are shuffling the cards. Letting them, in a way, letting the keeping shuffling the cards so that it in turn becomes part of the flow, part of the process. Almost happening without intention. Shuffling because you're shuffling. Letting the deep capacity of the universe express itself through your hands and the cards. And at a certain point, you will find that the shuffling will just stop. And when it does, what you simply will do then is to slowly, and in your own time, so I'll stop talking in a moment, just lay out the 7 steps of the white heart, which form the white track into the forest. You may do it very quickly, you may do it slowly. You'll do it in whatever way is right for you. Just going to spend some time now just being with the white heart and the 7 steps.